your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders and investors. This is Dr. Paula T. coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is July 5th, 2026, and we are now into the 250th year anniversary plus one day of this great country. And I am going to begin this week's session by saying God bless America and each one of us. Now, we're going to start this a little bit patriotically because I love this country. I love what I do. I love trading, as most of you all probably do as well. So, but let's keep in mind, as we enter into the 250th year of the United States of America, it might be a good idea, just even for 1 second, 1 moment, or longer, if you so choose, to just take a moment to reflect upon the blessings this great country has given to millions and millions and millions of citizens in that time frame. And all these blessings began through the insightful dedication of our founding fathers. Now, of course, no country is perfect. Every country has its good times and bad times, or less than good times, but overall, America is great. And I can say that because we can look back through authentic history and we can see that through peace time, through times of world wars, through great flush economies, and let's say more lean times, we have to look at our relationship with this country we live in, that we're citizens of, as a marriage. Now you may be thinking, what are you talking about? How am I married to my country? Well, what is a marriage? Let me just step back here for a moment and discuss what is a marriage. A marriage is a meeting of two people, let's just say, or it can be a meeting of many people, bringing together the best of themselves to create something that they want to last. Now, just like in any marriage between two people, marriages aren't always perfect. They're not always fun. And I can attest to this because we're humans and we all have free will, which has been ordained within us by God. But still, most of us stay in that marriage, in that relationship, because it's still the best thing compared to everything else outside of it. And we can say that this country is still the best country on the planet for all of our freedoms. So, you know, take a few minutes while we, you know, finish out this holiday weekend, whether you're sitting back relaxing today, or you've got, you know, a family coming over, or you're going to a barbecue, or you're going to a public event. Just think about how blessed you are, how blessed your family is. I know I'm blessed. I get to sit here and share with you, all of you, and help you become better traders. I'm blessed that people buy my books because they think I have something of value to share with them, my insight, which of course is in no way comparable to the insight that our founding fathers had. But in my little cubicle, my little world, I know I make a difference. Because you tell me I do. And that's a blessing. And I don't think there's any other country out there today that could afford me any type of lifestyle that I have here after losing everything after Mark passed away. So this is a country where you can be who you want to be. You can reinvent yourself over and over again, whether by choice or because you had to. So there's always opportunity in this country to do better, to be better, and to embrace that philosophy toward others. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up today is because many, many of you have contacted me for coaching or have attended my workshops, especially the one-on-one workshops, and almost 99.9% of you say the only reason you got into trading was to create financial freedom, which we all know is possible in the markets. We've seen it on the media. We've heard countless people in social media claiming that they've created financial freedom for themselves. And so as we do our analysis and look at our charts, we can see for ourselves there are innumerable possibilities and opportunities in the markets at any given moment to help us create our financial freedom. This is a fact. And those of you out there, you know who I'm talking to because you have told me numerous times, oh my goodness, I saw it, and I didn't take that trade. And for those of you listening, this is not an indictment. Don't beat yourself up. Don't start with the negative self-talk. It's just human nature. We want to be better all the time. We want that financial future that we no longer have to worry about. We want to become our highest sense of self all the time, every moment. We may not consciously think about it in every single moment, but it's there. It's in our consciousness. So if we are living in a country that provides us such freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of education, meaning you can choose wherever you want to go to school, after you grow up and out of your parents' house, of course, but you can have any job you want if you have the certain skills. You could enter at entry level any job and work your way up. So there are endless possibilities just in everyday life here in the USA that we can grab a hold of. Now, I kind of thought that was an inherent belief that most of us have here in the U.S. But it's become apparent that a lot of you younger traders don't know that. Maybe you have never been taught that. Maybe you've never worked at a job. Maybe your parents have taken care of you. And so you haven't been out in the field, shall we say. You haven't been out in the workforce to know that you get back the effort that you put out. So maybe you don't have a concept of this country being full of freedoms. Maybe you just don't know that. So I'm here to tell you, this is a fact. You can do anything you want to do. You can be anyone you want to be in this country. Anything. You can achieve anything that you want to. Anything. And I am living proof of that. Mark and I built this empire up from scratch. He passed away. I lost it all due to internet pirates, other scams. And I fought back, and I'm back bigger and better. And our empire is continually expanding and growing and reaching more and more markets. Right now, our first two books are translated into 18 languages. 18 languages. And when Mark passed away, they had only been translated into 5 languages. So I've done a heck of a lot of work expanding this empire because I knew I could. And you want to know how I knew I could? Because I knew God was on my side. God is with me. He is an integral part of who I am every single day. I have other great teachers. The prosperity teacher, Catherine Ponder, her book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, is amazing. And I suggest all of you get a copy of that. Certain movies that I've mentioned here that have helped me regain my sense of stability after Mark died and grow my business. The movie Braveheart, which I've talked about previously. And understanding the sense of betrayal that we do to ourselves when we do not take profit. When we see the opportunity, but we don't engage with it because it's not the right amount. So today's theme is about freedom. Today's show. And I'm going to just bring out some points where you may not understand how you're limiting your own freedom, your own ability to create financial freedom as a trader or investor. And we all do it. So this is nothing personal here. It just is what it is. And this is just a good time since we're all feeling very patriotic today, or we're feeling pretty good about hanging out with friends and family. It's just always a good time to sit back, do a little self-reflection and say, hey, what am I thankful for? What am I free to do? Now, only you can answer that, and it's unique to you. But as I've just mentioned, I know I'm free. I am free to practice my faith. I'm free to make as much money as I choose to. I am free to talk to you on this beautiful radio show. So, as we head into break, take a moment, sit down, get a pad of paper, and just write down, just off the top of your head, what's the top three things you are free to do that you just love? All right? So, do that exercise, and we will be back shortly. Okay, I hope that you wrote down that list, those three little bullet points that are most important to you, or the three things that you love about what you feel you are free to do. So what we're going to bring up here today is the concept of financial freedom. Now, for those of you who know, and for those of you who don't know, Mark Douglas and I met in the 1980s, and he was a retail broker. I was a floor trader. And before I was a floor trader, I ran the operations at the Mid-America Commodity Exchange, which was the first futures exchange to offer mini contracts. First ever. I think the Mid-Am was founded sometime in the early 1970s when I was still in grammar school. But by the time I ended up working there, it was rocking and rolling. So when Mark and I met, he had just quit his job as a retail broker for Merrill Lynch. And the reason that he decided to quit that job, and that he quit that job before I met him, as he explained to me, was he truly thought that the brokers at Merrill Lynch at that time that he knew, he felt that they knew how to trade and they knew what was going on in the markets. And he gave up a very lucrative job in commercial property casualty insurance, making gosh, I think he said $300,000 a year plus an expense account plus a high-end company car. And that was in the 1970s, to go to Chicago and learn how to trade. And at that time, you know, the only opportunities were to become a broker, meaning, you know, you had to build a book of clients, you know, open accounts, and then trade the client account's money. And what he found, unfortunately, during his tenure there, was that most of the brokers had no idea what was going on in the markets. And they would just say whatever they needed to say to not only open accounts, but keep them. And he realized that there was a percentage of them, not all of them, but there was a percentage of them that didn't understand trading at all. And they were virtually just making commissions for Merrill Lynch. And this was not just with Merrill Lynch. This was across the board to all brokerage firms. I'm just talking about Merrill Lynch because that's where Mark worked at the time. Now, it upset him enough where he started taking notes about what these brokers were saying to not only to their brokerage clients, but between each other. And a lot of them were nervous. A lot of them were concerned that they couldn't figure the markets out. Not that they couldn't read a chart, but they just didn't get the relationship between investing and opportunity. And this was something astounding to him because he had gone into it thinking, you're a broker because you see the opportunity to invest. So when he and I met, like I said, he had a business partner at the time who was, they had just opened up our first consulting business. And I met him one day helping him type up a speech he was going to give. I think it was for the Futures Industry Association. And that's how this all got started. So I started typing up his speech. He left to go run some errands. And I thought, well, he's got some good material here, but I wouldn't sit there and listen to this guy, you know. So I kind of made some changes to his speech. And when he came back, it was a lot more clear, a lot more concise, and it wasn't just about retail trading. It was about floor traders as well. Well, needless to say, Mark was not too thrilled with me at that point. He had just met me, just wanted me to type up his notes, and here I was revising the whole thing. We had a long, long, long discussion, and we ended up actually redoing the whole speech from scratch between the both of us up until about, I want to say, 12:30 in the morning that night. And because his presentation was either the next day or the day after. So after we got done working, he took me out for a late dinner to a Greek restaurant in downtown, right around the corner from his office, called the Hermitage House, or Heritage House. And anyway, it was owned by Greek people, so they were, you know, it was kind of the Greek diner thing, but it was also a sit-down restaurant and just had you name it on the menu. And we sat there and we talked till 2:30 in the morning. And it was at that point where I realized that, you know, he and I can really do something together. I just thought he's got a great perspective, but it is not complete. And we need to do this together. I didn't say that to him. Anyway, so, you know, he drove me home. And next day I got up because I was still trading at the Merck at the time and never expecting to hear from him again. And the next afternoon, he called me and he said, do you want to come to the presentation to see how well I do? I'd like you to critique it. And I said, sure. So I think it was the following day. And I could tell he was kind of nervous, because it was absolutely the first speech he'd ever given in front of a group. But it was pretty well received. I have to say, there weren't too many people that got up and left. So now you got to understand, this is at a conference. So people getting up and leaving a speech doesn't necessarily mean they don't want to hear it. But a lot of times these conferences, the speakers overlap their times. So I would say probably out of the room, there was probably about 150 people in the room. I'd say about 20 people left, which wasn't too bad. But they did fill out the comment card in the back of the room, and they said, sorry, got to go to so-and-so's presentation. So it wasn't that they didn't like his presentation. So because he did such a good job, the FIA, you know, wanted to have him back. So we met with the FIA and, you know, the powers that be over there, and we're talking a long time ago, of course, not people who own it now. And Mark had said, hey, you know, Mark, Paula and I wrote this together. Well, you got to understand that the concept of having a certain mindset for trading did not exist at that point. It was all about technical analysis. And so they said, well, you know, there's not a lot of women in the industry, and which was a fact. When I worked at the Mid-Am and started trading, or, you know, I knew of 5 women only in the whole industry between the Board of Trade, the Merck, and the Mid-Am. So they said, well, we'll keep going with this, but we really just want to have Mark. I didn't really care at that point. So, but my point being is, this is how it got started. And that's why some of you don't know my name as well, because we're talking decades ago. It's not like today. There was no social media. There was no internet. All right. It was a man's world. And it still is to a large degree, but at least women have a voice now. So just keep that in mind as, you know, we start moving forward with a lot of the deeper material that I'm going to bring to you in the upcoming months. So what were one of the 3 things that you guys wrote down? I told you mine. So let's just say when I did a workshop, and I did the same exercise, one of the traders in the workshop wrote down 3 times, financial freedom, financial freedom, financial freedom. And when I asked him what that entailed, he couldn't describe it. So here you have a trader that's focused. He thinks he's focused on financial freedom. But when I asked him to explain what that dynamic was and how he was going to achieve it, he couldn't tell me. So I just kind of looked at him and said, well, if you can't describe to me what financial freedom is as a trader, if you can't explain to me how you're going to create that as a trader, then it doesn't exist. It's just words on a piece of paper. And he argued with me back and forth for quite some time. Finally, I said, look, take a break. We're going to the lunch break. Take a break. Write down how you're going to accomplish your financial freedom as a trader. So that's your next exercise as we head into break. Write down how you're going to create your financial freedom as a trader.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, folks, so what I'm going to explain to you is, as we're talking about freedom, and I've mentioned this previously about what it means to be free, okay? And you have to understand that if you don't know what it means to be free, if you don't know what it means to create financial freedom as a trader, other than some vague notion, then you're not going to be able to do it. Okay? So, you know, the whole point of becoming traders is to become financially free. All right, that's what countless people say. Whether you're adding to the income from another career, or you want to go full time eventually, or you just want to have it as a side career, it doesn't really matter. But the point is, if you can't describe to me, someone you're paying to get advice from, or at least suggestions, if you can't explain in one of my workshops, any of you, to each other and share with the group, how are you, what your definition of financial freedom is as a trader and how you're going to create that as a trader, then there would be no way that you could actually create what you call financial freedom, because you haven't defined it. You haven't defined it. Now, if somebody asks me what financial freedom is, I can just literally roll off three or four things right off the bat. Number one, being the best mechanical trader I can be, knowing when I'm at my peak performance trading, know what days I shouldn't be trading, which I've mentioned before, are Mondays. I'm just a crappy trader on Monday. So I don't trade on Mondays, no matter what the market is doing, because I know there's always opportunity in the markets to make money, to take opportunity for profit. So I don't care what happens on a Monday. Now, I also want to keep, you know, my books current. So I'm still working on The Sacred Path of Warrior Traders, because I want it to be the best book it can be for all of you out there. I know I said it would be done months ago, but other things came in between. So, you know, there's other things going on. I mean, I have my charities that sometimes I get asked to do more than originally discussed. And if it fits into my schedule, great. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes that interferes with my other work, but I don't let it interfere past the point of where it needs to go. So I have defined my workday every single day, knowing what it is I need to do to create my financial freedom. First thing is having a business plan. I know you guys poo-poo this all the time, and you say, well, you know, I'm subscribing to this guy on the internet, and you know, he says it's not necessary because, you know, I'm not running a business. Well, yeah, you are. Trading is a business. Anything that you do that you expect to generate income or grow income is a business. It doesn't mean that you have an office. It doesn't mean you have staff. It doesn't mean you're incorporated or an LLC. It just means that you are a trader attempting to grow your equity. That is a business venture. Okay? You're not a trader to go broke. You're not a trader voluntarily giving your money to the markets. You are a trader to make money. That's business, folks. And I don't care who on the internet is going to tell you otherwise. I don't care how many millions of followers they have. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you know I'm not on social media. And why is that? Because I don't have time. I'm a trader, I'm an author, and a coach. Those are my three main careers. That's it. That's all I have time for, other than this radio show once a week. So you got to stop and ask yourself, how can all these guys on the internet be such exceptional traders and be taking tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars out of the markets every single day, and yet they're online with you every single day during market hours? How is that possible? I don't know. I can guess. So you got to stop and think. Who are these people? Are they really making that kind of money or not? And if they are, then why are they sharing it with you? Why are they charging for any of their subscriptions? Okay. The other part of that equation is, and I'm going to bring this up with one of my recent clients, is he sees subscribing to a provider in a forum, and now he may like that those comments from the provider, but the other traders in the forum are very negative, and at times they've even said negative things to him. So I asked him, I said, well, why the heck would you be in a forum where it doesn't appear that any of the traders are improving? Number one, that's like top of the list. And number two, when you share that you've had a good day trading and then they basically, you know, are not very nice to you because you had a good trading day, why are you even in that forum? I don't get this. I don't understand why anyone would, whether it's free or paid, why you would be part of a forum where anyone is acting negatively toward you about your trading. What that tells me is you don't know what it means to create financial freedom. I don't have anything to do with people that come back and attack me and tell me, you know, whatever, say anything to me like that. I drop them like a hot potato. I don't wish them any ill will, but they're just not part of my life. Look, we all subject ourselves to negative self-talk based on whatever's inside of us at any given moment, whatever we've been programmed to think about ourselves. So we don't need anyone, especially total strangers on the internet in a forum. You don't need total strangers coming back at you because you had a good trading day or, conversely, a bad trading day. I don't know why you would put up with that. I don't know why anybody puts up with that. And yet, so many of you do. So you have to ask yourself, why would I put up with any negative comments from total strangers about my trading at all? Whether it was a good day or a bad day. Why would you put up with that? Why would you accept that? And then still turn around and say to me, oh, well, you know, I'm a trader because I want financial freedom. Well, financial freedom is not allowing other people to denigrate you. Certainly not anonymously. Now, of course, if somebody, you know, let's say you're in an office and you guys are trading together, you actually have a relationship, you know each other, and you have a discourse about things that may not be that positive, that's an entirely different scenario because you are talking live, face-to-face to this person. So you have to ask yourself, why would I allow myself to be put down by anonymous people and still think that I can create a financial future that's going to allow me freedom a sense of freedom that I'll always have the amount of income that I desire. When you're allowing complete strangers to say negative things to you, I don't get that. And if I don't get it, it doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, then you have to stop and take a look at yourself and say, why am I allowing other people to beat me up? Other people to beat me up. Now, you guys may have experienced this with me in the past because I have kind of been abrupt at times. I don't put up with anybody's guff. It's just not going to happen. You have a problem with me, then call me up, do a Zoom meeting, schedule a time to meet together, and we will discuss it like adults. So I don't get this whole forum thing where any of you allow yourselves to be beat up by total strangers. And then you come to me and say, the moderator, you know, he's got some really good ideas. Okay. So listen to the moderator and then block out the people who make comments. You don't have to read that. All you got to do is listen to the moderator. I mean, there's ways to do that. I'm not that low tech. So that's what I'm saying. So you are not creating any freedom for yourself by subscribing to any forum where people are going to say things that aren't necessarily positive. And you got to stop and ask yourself, why am I allowing that? Why am I allowing that in my life, in my trading career? And remember what, you know, Mark Douglas always said, there's not one thought in my brain that I don't allow to be there. So you are making a choice to allow those people in that forum to talk to you in a disparaging way. You are allowing that. So again, got to ask yourself why. I wouldn't do it. Certainly not if I was paying to be in the forum. That would not even happen. And then I would go to the moderator, you know, or whoever the provider is and say, hey, I'm leaving because I am not going to be subject to people's nasty comments. I mean, come on. You know, when I did my chat room for 5 years, there were no negative comments. That was the rule. And the minute somebody went off course, they were asked to leave. That was it. So you have to choose who you want to be as a trader. And when you define that, then you can start working on having financial freedom. So we're gonna take another break. So you can just think about that. Think about everything you subscribe to. Okay, continuing on with our sense of financial freedom on this wonderful, wonderful 250th anniversary and the start of the 250th year of this great country. There, usually when people contact me, especially for the introductory call, and they ask me, well, how do you know when someone is a fake trader? How do you know that they're not being honest with you? And that's very simple. And it's just common knowledge. There's nothing, that's not anything special. That's something that anybody can do. I mean, most days, the consultations are done via Zoom meetings. And so, you know, we're on camera with each other. And one of the first things that is a tell, as they say in the gambling industry, the first tell is when a trader refuses to look at me when I'm talking, or even when he's talking. Now, I understand there is a disconnect because of social media and the internet and all that, but when you are on a video call with someone, you are paying for their expertise, you are in a meeting, even at a different job, you should be looking at that person. This is a one-on-one thing, or if you're in a group setting, okay, so you're going to be looking at the screen, making eye contact with someone. So that's the first tell, when they can't look me in the eye. So now I know they're not going to be honest. And this is just, you know, it's not even psychology 101. This is body language 101. And I think we all even knew this in high school. So you got to think about that next time you call me up for a session. I'm going to know right away what's going on with you if you won't look me in the eyes. The second thing is, anybody who interrupts me when I'm talking. Now, I'm sure like most of you listening, I don't think anybody wants to be interrupted when they're talking, right? And especially if someone is asking for advice, when they interrupt the person that is speaking, two dynamics here. Number one, they've already formulated an answer to what they think the person talking is going to say. Meaning, they've already figured, oh, well, they're going to say this, so I got to jump in here and, you know, retort before they finish their thought. No, that's not the way it works. And the second thing is, when anyone interrupts someone else talking, they're not even listening to the person talking. And again, this is just common knowledge. This is nothing that I brought to the table that people don't know already. So there's three dynamics right there. All right. And also another dynamic when you interrupt people when they're talking is that you already think you know it all. So that's four things right there that tells me right away that they're a fake trader. They have the fake trader syndrome, where they have convinced themselves that they are a professional trader. They've convinced themselves that they are creating financial freedom as a trader, even though their results do not reflect that. And so now they've created a closed loop, which is the fake trader syndrome. But they've also convinced themselves that they're doing what needs to be done to create financial freedom that they can't even describe how they're going to do it or what it is anyway. So this is what we're moving into forward, folks, because traders have done very well so far to accept the philosophy of trading psychology, as many of you listening have. But if you haven't developed the consistent results that you truly, truly want, then you have to step back and say, okay, what am I not doing? What am I forgetting? What am I not seeing? What aspect have I not developed? And this is where the self-reflection comes in. And I know I can hear a bunch of you groaning in the background saying, oh, here we go again. You got to do the journal work. And that's right. You have to. And this client that I just had recently, you know, he was a typical know-it-all trader, wouldn't look at me when I was talking or even when he was talking to me, kept interrupting me. And I finally had to become very abrupt with him and say, cool it. Let me finish my sentence. And then, of course, he just kind of rolled his eyes and looked away. So it was like, as far as I was concerned, the session was over. But I finished out the session and actually went a little longer just for myself. Not for him anymore, because he was gone. He was toast. He will never be a trader. He will never be a successful trader. He will always be a boom and buster because he thinks he knows everything. So that is not free thinking. That is not thinking for yourself as a trader. And that sure as heck is not going to create financial freedom. So you have to stop and ask yourself, why wouldn't I do the journal work that was suggested? Why wouldn't I go back and look at my historical data to see what days I had most of my winning trades? Why wouldn't I sit down and ask myself before trading every day, what do I want to accomplish? And then at the end of the day, write down what you did well or what needs improved. Why wouldn't you do that? Those are simple, simple exercises. It doesn't take hardly any effort. So I'm going to leave you with that question. You think about that before we get together again next week. This is Dr. Paula T. coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. You can reach me at www.paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290. And just keep in mind, folks, you know, I know nothing is more difficult than the art of maneuvering in the markets. Okay? But all you have to do to become a great trader is weigh the situation and then act. Not react, but act. So once again, wishing you a great trading week full of lots of opportunity and profit. And God bless you, and we will see you next week. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.